Moose Mountain Regional Park, Moose Mountain Provincial Park organized a concert on the beach last Thursday evening featuring the local band Bros. Chester and Morgan Robertson out of Carlisle. Robertson is a singer and songwriter from Carlisle. Her song Goodbye Train was one of 5 winning songs for the Henhouse Express Jr. Contest. This contest was a way to give young and up-and-coming recording artists the experience of having some fun recording music. Her song aired recently on CJ 1150 Radio. Maybe there will be more to come, that would be exciting, says Robertson. During her performance on the beach, she played 7 originals and 3 cover songs. She explains that inspiration for her original songs comes from personal experiences. She puts her feelings out there in a song for a type of coping mechanism. Robertson had a passion for music at an early age. She started with the fiddle when she was 6 with Michelle Amy and played for 10 years. I got into guitar and was always singing in the car, and then I started taking music a little more seriously over the past 5 or 6 years when I was 12 or 13 years old, explains Robertson. Songwriting just came along with that. Robertson, who just graduated this year, plans on heading to Saskatoon to apprentice in the electrical field. There's a lot of music in Saskatoon, so she hopes to continue with her music career as well. Robertson goes on to explain, I won the Sask Country Music Association Youth Bursary this year, which is given to a promising youth to go towards music. I put the money towards a sound system. She was asked, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I don't know, I'll just let life take me where it takes me, one day at a time. Next up was the feature band of the evening, Bros. Chester. Bros. Chester bandmates Ed Fallman, bass guitar, Mark Kroll, rhythm guitar, Kevin Schultz, baritone guitar, mandolin, and Aaron Pritchard, drums, took over the makeshift stage at Canosy Lake. The show was celebrated by the large crowd of familiar faces while the band played a variety of country and classic rock. It's nice to see live music again and get out and about, says Ed Fallman, owner of Canosy Inn and spokesperson for the band. Everything is starting to happen again. It's a chance for people to get together again, it's a wonderful thing. The gang got together for a rehearsal the night before the event. Fallman says there's no need to practice too much ahead of time because Pritchard and Schultz are very good musicians. All the guys have played for a lot of years. The last time we played together was a year ago at the concert on the beach last August. In conjunction with the concert, the Canosy Lions were in charge of the beer gardens for a way to hold a fundraising event as well. Guitar player Kroll also commented, it was a gorgeous night. The weather couldn't have been better and it was great to see everyone out. Kroll says even after all these years performing on stage in front of a crowd, he does still get nervous. Absolutely every time until the first song is over and then it's clear sailing. It's good nerves though. Bros. Chester gave a great performance, playing a variety of favorites by well-known artists, a handful of their favorite tunes by the Eagles as well as other rock songs and country songs.